All right, we have a verse today. It's an interesting verse, and we're going to read these first few verses. Appreciate everybody being here today, and we hope you'll get some more out of this service, and then we'll be back here tonight at 6 o'clock. Judge not, that you be not judged. And we went through these verses last Sunday. I think the essence of this lesson is don't be critical of other people if you're doing the same thing or worse. If you're going to try to reprove, then be blameless, be clean your own self. That's what this lesson taught. It says, how can you get a mote out of your brother's eye when you've got a beam in your own eye? So we learned this. If you want to try to, and I believe in restoration, recovering, fixing things, but we need to be fixed ourselves, and then we need to fix others. And so, in the vein of this judging and criticizing, so to speak, or there's a verse that verse 6 is where we're going to lesson is today. And this goes in again to, everybody, I don't know, I really struggle with this verse this morning, trying to get this in a way that you'd understand it, be profitable for you. But you can't deal with everybody the same way. Now you say, everything ought to be equitable and even, and everything applied to each, but it's not this verse here. Matter of fact, it says in this verse 6, give not that which is holy unto the dogs. Now, we really, when we do anything for God, we need the anointing of God. We need wisdom from God. We need to be in season. We need to be our words seasoned with grace. Now, let me read this whole verse and see if we can get the truth of it out of here for 10 minutes. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye pearls before the swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. Now, of course, I think you all understand with me this morning that this is an example. It's not really literally talking about dogs and hogs. Do you understand that? It's given it as an example. He's talking about people. And some people will not receive instruction. Some will not receive a rebuke or a reproof. A wise man will. If you rebuke a wise man, he'll take that. Proverbs says it'll be beneficial to him. But if you rebuke a scorner, Proverbs said, he's just going to turn and rail. Now, look, the Lord loves his people, and he's very particular with them. And he did not want these people to get in a position where they would be railed on. And the Bible said here, torn, rend you, turn again and rend you. Huh? So when we, there in one place, Jesus said to the woman that came to him wanting healing, and he said, is it lawful for me to give the children's bread unto dogs? And of course she said, yea, Lord, but even the dogs eat the crumbs from the table. And he saw what faith she had. When he said that, not giving the bread, children's bread to dogs, he was talking about the Jewish nation and the Gentile nation. And then he showed that through her persistence that he turned and gave her petition. But there is a frame of mind, and that's a lot of times on, you know, preaching, the tape ministry. And I hope I say something to help you today. But, you know, you got to really, you know, you don't know sometimes every sermon is not for every audience. Now, there's probably some sermons that will be for any audience. But there's some things we deal with and that you know, how many knows that God knows, amen, exactly who's there and what needs to be said and done? Do you think it's critical, amen, when we talk, that we're not just a loose cannon on the deck? I mean, you get a loose cannon that's not bolted down on the deck and that thing goes off, it's liable to swing around and blow the mast off, blow the sail down, blow a hole in the floor, and then you're going to sink. So, you know, we don't need to be, even in our criticism, even if you're pure in your heart and you see a great discrepancy in somebody else's life, do you know it's not always wise to tell them their weaknesses? Huh? Yeah, how many understand? Well, that's the truth, brother. I believe in preaching the truth. Well, I do too. But I think we also, God help us. And Lord, I failed, but I'm begging God to help me. Amen. Don't you think that the truth at the right time, the Bible said the word in season to the weary. Does this make any sense? And then he compares using this reproof and this spirit of trying to correct things. He uses it done unwisely to casting holy things to dogs. And you know, really, correction and truth and reproof are holy things. How many understands that? You know, a lot of people like to go to church where nobody ever crosses them. That's not a holy church. A holy church is where, amen, folks are fed bread and meat. And wouldn't you, don't you think you're in a holy place when you come in and you feel the Holy Ghost and it's wanting you to do better and live better? I mean, when it's a holy place, you feel your need and your weakness. Amen. And you feel how holy and powerful God and His Word is. You ought to not be able to just stroll in there irreverent in your flip-flops and just plop down, you know, and just like it's your place. I'm telling you, carve on the seats and eat your peanuts and file. Brother Joey Hyde took a picture of fingernails and toenails in his church. Somebody clipped their toenails. He took a picture. I thought it was gross. He took a picture on his cell phone, showed it to me. I didn't want to see it. He made me look at it. It was a little pile, a little pyramid of nails. And somebody clipped them. He was preaching. He could hear clip, clip, clip. And he went back there, and there they were, swept up in a little pile. And he just took their picture and then went the next Sunday and preached on it. Said he hadn't heard a clip since then. It's not normal like us, huh? But people get irreverent. I said they get irreverent. And you know, there comes a point. Listen now. There comes a point we get our lives in such condition. People get their lives in such condition. He said it's not appropriate. It's not appropriate for you to take this holy message, amen, and give it to a dog who is going to laugh. That's what worries me. I remember one time, and I don't feel y'all going to fall out with me. So go ahead and get it over. I remember one time somebody I'm not for movie and the services, video and services. I'm not for that. And I don't think, it feels almost irreligious. You know, I mean, I got in trouble one time I was preaching. They wanted to put it on TV. Can you believe that? Bill Gaither. No, they think I look like, what's that guy's name? Rod Parsley. Poor guy. I saw his picture on a book. I thought, wow, Lord, that's pretty bad. They thought I looked, hey, but I'd have a service and little old sisters would get in church and get happy and go to shouting and doing little things. And I thought, I could just imagine some old beer drinking idiot sitting on the couch watching that and laughing and mocking. And I think of that verse, cast not your pearl before the swine. You may not agree with that. There's a good chance you may not. That's just the way I feel about it. But I'm telling you, when it comes to worship of the Lord, amen, and the anointing of God and preaching the word, amen, you're not getting this, are you? Amen. And our words, a lot of times, hey, do you believe people get to the point where God says, don't give that hog a pearl? Now, what would a hog do if you brought a whole bucket of pearls and put them in his trough? He probably wouldn't even eat them. And a hog will eat anything. He won't eat it. He won't eat a snake. I know he'll eat a chicken. I seen him eat a chicken one time. But anyway, he'll eat anything. But you know, I mean, and a pearl is a wonderful thing. And that old hog, you know what he's liable to do when you feel pour him out a bucket of pearls? If you're standing close by, he'll turn on you and rend you. Because he don't have enough sense to know that what you got in that trough is a precious thing. Amen. I've seen people, amen, that were married to people that were sanctified, holy people. And they so little respected them, and they treated them with such contempt. Huh? And so the Bible said, when he was into this point about criticizing and judging. And I told you last Sunday about the negative and positive aspects of judgment. That scripture does not mean, and you read it all the way through, and you'll see what it means. It means don't be a hypocrite about it. Don't criticize other people. Amen. And the Bible says, be swift to hear and slow to speak. And brother, our judgment of people ought to be slow. We ought to not judge anything before it's time. But brother, we have to call sin, sin. And we have to call it what it is. Hallelujah. And there comes a time when we get that attitude. And I'll tell you, it's turned a lot of people off. Amen. Brother Mac was talking about people that, said that Pentecostal people aren't very friendly. Amen. Most of them I know are. Amen. But a lot of times I guess they're not. But we pass this test. I hope we don't fail next week. Praise God. But I'll tell you what. A lot of times we get in our mind, we know what's right, but we cannot walk right in the face, amen, of someone that's not worthy of reproof and reprove them. They'll just turn on you and call you a judgmental bigot. You ain't getting this, are you? So we got to do it with the right spirit. We got to do it great. And there's times and long suffering. We got to reprove, but you know, reprove and chastening. The Lord chastens those He loves. That's for God's people. That's for the church. Is the chastening of the Lord? Amen. So. You know, the world, I tell people sometimes preaching that the church almost needs a public relations man. You know, it's got such a bad reputation. Amen. You know it's true. Whether it's fair or not. But you know, I think the church does have a public relations man. It's called the Holy Ghost. And the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, kindness, temperance, long-suffering. That is our public relations man, the Holy Ghost. Amen. We ought to not, Brother Mac, we ought not have to get up in the mornings and practice this. Brother Mac said, a smile is cheap. It don't cost you hardly anything at all. And I'll tell you, a child of God, and you know, our approach to the lost world needs to be under the authority of God's Word and His Spirit. Or we'll run somebody off instead of bringing them closer. Now, I'm not talking, I don't think that he was talking sympathetic with the hogs and the dogs. I think he was looking at his saints, and he said, look, there's certain circumstances, you might as well just hold your peace because they're just going to turn and hurt your feelings. Amen? God doesn't want that to happen. But, saying this as we close, we've got to be careful, very cautious, that we don't write somebody off. Huh? Come on. That we don't write somebody off that shouldn't be wrote off. That's why we need discerning of spirits. Am I telling you right or not? We need discerning of spirits to know when to speak, when to reprove, when to correct, and when not. Amen. Cast not your pearl before the swine. Give not the children's bread. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs. Neither cast ye your pearls, and we have some, before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. God, give us grace this morning to... We got the most powerful, precious thing in the whole wide world. We have the Spirit of God. We have the Word of God. The greatest things in the world. If God would baptize us in the Spirit, if He'd baptize us in love and grace and power, and if we could be like David and hide His Word in our heart that we might not sin against God. Amen? Can you say amen? How about you? I hope I've got... I'm done. But I want us to personalize this. Huh? I want us to personalize this. Let me ask you this before we close. Do you know anybody, have you ever run into anybody that would fall into this category? I have. Huh? I can remember feeling like, you know, I needed to say something to somebody. I've told you here. Go pray about it and ask God for the right words. And God wouldn't give me the words. All God would tell me was, hold your peace. You ever have? And Brother Stilton, I thought, surely not, Lord, because you know, I'm a preacher, and I got all this book, and here's all these rules and regulations that they're breaking. Surely you want me to point this out to them. And so I just go back to praying. I feel the Lord again. Hold your peace. Amen. And I'm going to tell you, when God says that, it is serious for the party on the other end. You hear what I'm saying? When you get your life in a place where the only thing that preaching does for you is cause you to turn and rend the one that's preaching, then you're in bad shape, friend. Is that right? You're in bad shape. When God said about Ephraim, his joined to idols, let him alone. Brother, that was a sad day. For Ephraim, that was a sad day. God doesn't want you to be rend. He don't want you to get yourself in a position that people that aren't worthy to hear it would turn and rend you and destroy you. And so we got to ask God to give us discernment, anoint our words. Do you pray that way? Amen. I'm done. God bless you. Let's stand.